800-259-9543. That's the SACL toll-free call-in line here on Free Talk Live. Free Talk Live is an interactive program. Call in and talk about whatever you want. The website's interactive also. You can go there. Upload whatever you'd like. I guess it's link is probably a better term. Link to whatever you'd like. people can vote up your suggestions, vote them down. You can do the same with other folks. This is Mark with you this evening.
And Wayne.
And I have on the line a gentleman named Kevin Zeese, who is a member of the steering committee of the Bradley Manning Support Network. Kevin, are you there?
Yes, I am. Thanks for having me on.
Sure. I guess there's some news in the realm of Bradley Manning and what's going on with him, but we probably should lay some groundwork here for people who don't know. Who is Bradley Manning?
Bradley Manning is a young private who was accused of being the WikiLeaks leaker. People have heard about WikiLeaks, I'm sure, and they probably may have heard about the collateral murder video that showed U.S. Soldiers gunning down Iraqis who were not doing anything threatening, and included two reporters from Reuters. They've also accused Manning of releasing the Afghan and Iraq war diaries and the State Department cables. And so the hundreds of thousands of documents that he's accused of leaking. He's been held for more than a year. The first year of that, he was held in solitary confinement. He's actually still not been officially charged.
Really? What do they have him? What do they have him in with for?
Well, there's these potential charges that he's facing actually death penalty for, but the official charges really come after what's called the Article 32 hearing,
right?
Which is a preliminary hearing that should happen in October.
By the way, so this is his pretrial hearing that hasn't occurred yet. He's been incarcerated for more than a year, right?
That's right. And that most of that first year was held in solitary confinement.
Yeah, and there was the conditions there were just ridiculous. And it amazes me that they haven't brought this guy to trial yet. I mean, it's been more than a year. That's ridiculous. What happened to speedy trial? Does that not exist for military men and women?
Well, it's ridiculous, and particularly the abusiveness of his detention was ridiculous. This guy, Manning, is in the Army, and he was held at the Quantico Marine Brig, which right from his outset is unusual treatment. Now he's actually in an Army detention in Leavenworth in a much better circumstance, but to get there took incredible effort. The Bradley Manning Support Network organized incredible grassroots activity. And it took a State Department official resigning. It took letters from 250 leading legal academics pointing their finger at President Obama. President Obama, by the way, could have changed this right from the beginning. He is the commander-in-chief. The Marines and the Army are under his command. He could have changed this with one phone call from the beginning. And so, really, President Obama is to blame for this.
Yeah, he had to be shamed by some people paying what was some ridiculous amount of money per plate to sit in on some speech he had, and then serenading him with a song about letting Bradley Manning, putting him in better conditions or something like that. I mean, it was
absolutely. What came out of that was the most important thing. After that singing moment, after the fundraiser is over, one of our guys was a staffer who was in there, and he asked Obama a question about Manning, and in the answer, President Obama pronounced Manning guilty.
Yes, this is the most important part of this case.
Wow.
Exactly.
I have a question for you. This is Wayne.
Wait. I really want to get in on this. This is the most important aspect of this, is the commander-in-chief of the United States military has pronounced guilty a member of the military who will be judged by a jury of his peers, which are military men, beholden to and commanded by a man who has already pronounced him guilty. So, therefore, he cannot have a fair trial.
Yeah,
that's called
true.
Undue command influence in the military, and it's a very serious problem in the military, because in the military people are trained to follow orders. And so you have these military officers who will be his jury, you have a military judge who will be his judge, and you have a military prosecutor who will be his prosecutor, all have heard the commander-in-chief say he's guilty. What kind of officer can put his career at risk by finding Manning not guilty now? I think that's an end of your career moment. So I think it would be very hard for Manning to get a fair trial.
Well, I suppose it would be a mistrial on that alone if he had a fair judge. But my question to you is, Mr. Manning is a private, correct?
That's right.
Okay, now how does a private have access to this kind of information that he allegedly took to hand over to WikiLeaks?
Really good question, and that's a very important point. These were low-level classified documents. They were not top secret. You know, for example, Daniel Ellsberg, you know, released top secret documents, released the Pentagon Papers. Manning released low-level documents that hundreds of thousands of people in the military had access to. If you saw the Frontline piece on Manning, they showed how loose the security was, how the key to get to the documents was, you know, put on those little yellow sticky tabs on a bunch of computers so anybody could get access to them. These were not very closely held secrets. These are low-level documents, but they're still very important, and they show a lot about our military that the military and State Department did not want the people to know about.
The United States military has found, not surprisingly, when you have, when you can make anything you want secret, has found that any news that is going to be uncomfortable for it to deal with is, well, it's just classified now. It's just a secret. And
that's
so
exactly what this is about.
If it's a secret, then here in the Empire of Lies, then telling the truth is treason.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why they want the death penalty for this guy. I mean, here, there certainly is some, you know, maybe some information on informants or something like that. But you're not talking about any huge top. The Daniel Ellsberg case where he was found not guilty because, in the United States of America, you have the right, you have the First Amendment, the right to free speech, and we the people supposedly are the government, so therefore how can we the people make educated decisions on who to, for whom to vote if we don't have possession of the facts?
That was back when we had some semblance of justice in this country.
Exactly. What happened in the Ellsberg case, they had a 4.5-month-long trial, and just before it went to the jury, it came out that the Nixon administration was doing all sorts of dirty tricks to Ellsberg, including breaking into his psychiatrist's office, and the judge ruled that the abuse of power by the Nixon administration was sufficient that he threw the case out. So it never got to a jury verdict after 4.5 months.
Interesting.
Which was very interesting. Now, here is a situation, you know, decades later, you have a president pronouncing Manning guilty. The Secretary of State, by the way, Hillary Clinton, did the same thing. And she also had some, you know, anti-gay slurs when she did it.
Really?
Really.
What'd she say?
She described him as flaming gay or something, and found him guilty, said he was guilty in some conversation that got publicized. And so with all this abuse, with this undue command influence, the case has not yet been dropped. Now, hopefully it will be, because it should be.
Well, I think,
you know, who knows? The justice system today is not the justice system of the 1970s.
And there's no doubt about it. When you think about the, I watched a movie on Vietnam dissenters. I wasn't really old enough to know anything about it. But the most Vietnam dissenters would get these huge sentences and then for whatever reason be released shortly after a year. So it seems to me, if I'm just drawing a conclusion out of the ether, is that the United States government is punishing Bradley Manning today, now, and by delaying the court case as much as it can, and then we'll probably drop things because he's got just a huge array of lawyers. I'm not a huge fan of Michael Moore, but I am a fan of him standing up for truth, and in this case, he among many, many, many other people have funded Bradley Manning's defense, and you know, in this country, the more money you have for defense, the more justice, quote unquote, you're going to get.
Well, the defense of Manning is a very expensive proposition.
Yeah.
Because he's facing a death penalty and very complicated charges of all sorts of secret level documents. Every lawyer involved has to have security clearance, and when you get to a death penalty case, it's almost a whole separate trial on punishment. So the legal bill for this will be about $190,000.
Oh, really? Wow, that's big.
Very expensive. And Bradley Manning's support network has been raising a lot of that money. We've raised over $100,000. We still need to raise more. We're also raising money for advocacy work. So if people want to go to the Bradley Manning Support Network webpage, it's bradleymanning.org. It's a great place to stay in touch with this issue. And also you can support his legal defense and his advocacy. there. We really need the support, so it would be great if people did that.
There are a lot of other things. Kevin, just hold the line here. There are a lot of other things you guys are doing. We're going to talk about that in just a minute, if you would please hold.
Great.
855-4503.
And now it's time for the Living Beyond Your Feelings Radio Minute, with tips and advice on controlling your emotions so they don't control you. Here's New York Times bestselling author Joyce Meyer.
Have your emotions been wounded? You know, without confrontation of painful issues from the past, it's really impossible to go forward with a healthy soul. Feelings are very, very strong. And when they've been hurt or wounded, they often tend to control us. We let them control us. But we have to confront those things and not let them control us any longer. Many people have issues they need to face, perhaps even long-standing problems that go back as far as childhood. I was abused in my childhood and I ignored it for a long time, but finally I had to face it. I always say the only way out is through. Don't be afraid to face your wounded emotions. You are more than they are. For the Living Beyond Your Feelings Radio Minute, I'm Joyce Meyer.
For more information to help you control your own emotions so they don't control you, please visit Joyce Meyer. That's MEYER.org. The average person has 70,000 thoughts every day, and many of those thoughts trigger a corresponding emotion. In Living Beyond Your Feelings, Joyce Meyer examines the gamut of feelings that human beings experience. She discusses the way that the brain processes and stores memories and thoughts. Then, emotion by emotion, she explains how we can manage our reactions to those emotions. Living Beyond Your Feelings, the newest book from New York Times bestselling author Joyce Meyer, is available wherever books are sold. This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Juicy Juice, 100% juice, providing a full serving of fruit in every 4 ounces. Visit us at juicyjuice.com. When it comes to nutrition, kids need both fruits and vegetables every day to stay healthy and grow. For the ideal mix, your kids should have at least 1.5 cups of any veggie or 100% veggie juice and 1 cup of any fruit or 100% fruit juice a day. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
Did you know nuclear radiation is still spewing out of the melted down reactors in Fukushima, Japan, and making its way across the entire U.S. continent, contaminating the air, water, and food? Dangerously high levels of radiation are a reality here. As a result, radiation poisoning is a distinct possibility for anyone living in the U.S. unless you do something to protect yourself. How? With liquid zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Without a doubt, liquid zeolite is by far the best product to remove radiation from your body. It safely removes toxins and heavy metals, boosts energy levels, and promotes a strong immune system. Liquid zeolite is so powerful it was used to clean up contamination in Chernobyl, yet so gentle you won't even know you're taking it. Liquid zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but is only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of liquid zeolite by calling 800-880-9976. That's 800-880-9976. Or go to RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic, and as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable, patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver. That's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver. UtopiaSilver.com or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com. Taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. It's Mark with you.
And Wayne.
You can give us a call at 855-450-3733. Talk about whatever you'd like to talk about. Well, right now, we're talking about what's going on with Bradley Manning And with Kevin Zeese from the steering committee of the Bradley Manning Support Network. But real quick, if you like what you're hearing on tonight's show, or you know, you remember something from some previous show, we have archives at archives.freetalklive.com going back until 2006. That means that you can go for free and get any show that we've got from, you know, the last week to 5 years ago at archives.freetalklive.com. We have the last 7 days worth right on the website at freetalklive.com, and after that it's archives.freetalklive.com, and you can go there and get any of them that you would like to get. Have you ever been the victim of an injustice and then decided to do nothing about it because attorneys are just too expensive?
Oh, yeah.
Jurisdictionary.com is a course for people who don't have attorneys. It arms you with the information on how to use the court's rules. Until you know these rules, you're fighting in the dark. It works for plaintiffs or defendants in civil or criminal matters in state or federal courts. It costs less than an hour with any good attorney. And the 4-CD course is so easy, the average 8th grader can learn it in a weekend. This is what you should have learned in civics class. Go check it out at jurisdictionary.com. It's a great course. I have done it myself. Jurisdictionary.com. Kevin, are you back there?
I am sure here.
Excellent. So we updated our listeners on who Bradley Manning is to some extent. Is there anything else that you wanted to mention about the case prior to us talking about the new turn of events?
Let's go to the new turn of events. I think we've kind of updated everyone on the basics. I mean, he's now in a decent living situation as far as incarceration can go, and he's getting close to finally having his first hearing.
One more thing I was thinking about at the end of the segment, the last segment, that we didn't get to pop out is, I believe it's what's so important is educating the public in this arena. Silence is going to put Bradley Manning to death. The government will, has shown its desire to shuffle him right through the system, do whatever it can, takes to get this done. I don't trust them to do the right thing unless the light of day is shown on this situation.
It certainly sounds like they're trying to make an example out of him because it's convenient.
Yeah, sure.
He signed his life away to the military, and so they have things they can do to him and rights they can violate over him they couldn't necessarily do as easily to a citizen who's not in the military. Civilian.
And one thing that the Bradley Manning Support Network did that I think was highly effective was they put up one or three, and I'm not 100% sure, billboards in the Washington, D.C. area around Quantico, sort of that these bureaucrats would have to drive by every day as they went to work, you know, incarcerating Bradley Manning, saying basically free Bradley Manning. Is that right?
Yeah, we did that in the D.C. area, and we also did that in Kansas City, where he's being held now, and we also did that in California, where our office is based. So we did three billboards in different places. The your point about people being silent and us knowing what's going on, I think that's a critical issue that's coming up very shortly, and that is how open will this trial be? Under military law, they are supposed to have all aspects of the case open, preliminary hearing, documents filed, the trial, the sentencing, every step of the way. But there's one exception. If there's secrets involved that affect national security, that's an exception. So, of course, now Manning's accused of releasing secret documents. All the discovery in the case that's been provided has required the lawyers to have security clearance. And so I think the government is setting up a situation where they're going to try to keep this trial secret.
Yeah.
And that's going to be a big, big battle.
These secrets that really amount to the labeling that these secrets had were really amounted to essentially the secret garbage can. The stuff that, you know, didn't matter to anyone, but they just didn't want it, you know, just thrown out willy-nilly. And that's the sort of stuff he leaks. So suddenly now this stuff is elevated to the, you know, Barack Obama, even when he was talking about the difference between the Daniel Ellsberg case and the Bradley Manning case, suggested that the secrets that Bradley Manning leaked were significantly, he called them classified differently. That much is true. They were classified significantly lower.
Retroactively,
right.
Too.
Right. So, I mean, the United States president...
How our, It's amazing how our constitutional lawyer president gets some legal things so wrong so often.
Well,
it's pitiful.
You know, I all I can call that is a lie. I mean, it may not be an outward lie, but it is a statement with the purpose of deception involved. And you know, the suggestion that it's a we the people situation here in the United States. I don't believe that, but you know, the idea they keep on perpetrating this idea. And then at the same time, they want to keep secrets. That baffles me. How in the world am I supposed to make these decisions without knowing what the truth is?
Well, they say, and I've heard Ron Paul say this, that the mark of a free society is a transparent government where people have their privacy, the citizens have their privacy, when it's just the opposite in this country now.
Exactly. And Paul is exactly right on that, as he is on a number of military and war issues. Yeah, he's one of the few that tells the truth in that area. But, you know, as far as you know, the secrecy here, I think this will be one of the most important battles we face in the motions part of this phase. What's going to happen is going to be there'll be a preliminary hearing that will be our first chance at seeing the kind of evidence they have against Manning. And after the hearing, he'll be officially charged, assuming that goes forward that way. And then after that, there'll be a series of motions filed. And then after that, probably beginning of next year, there'll be a trial.
Okay.
The motion that I think are most important are going to be the ones about whether or not the trial is open to the media and the public. That's going to be a critical battleground, because if it's kept secret, if the public is kept out, then they can just ram him through and mistreat him and you know, punish him with a kangaroo court. And that's what we're afraid of.
Yeah, I mean, people have to watch this. Even if they restrict the watching in some way, people have to go to the courtroom, whatever it takes. You know, I don't believe that the transparency is this case is going to be completely transparent. But whatever level of access we have to have activists involved in that.
So the trial will be held outside of Washington, D.C. at one of the military bases, and we will have protesters there consistently to make sure that people in the media see that there's opposition to this trial. You know, many of us look at Manning and what he's accused of, and while there were low-level secrets, these secrets showed a lot of important truths about our military and foreign policy, and it showed criminality from the lowest rank to the highest.
Right.
In fact, Hillary Clinton, you know, violated the law when she wrote a memo to U.S. diplomats that they should spy on U.N. diplomats coming to the United Nations and gather things like credit card information, frequent flyer numbers, fingerprints, all sorts of stuff the CIA asked her to have the diplomats get. That's against the law.
Yep.
And, you know, rather than investigating Bradley Manning, the Obama administration should be prosecuting Hillary Clinton or asking her to resign from office when she's obviously guilty of criminal behavior.
No, but they're going to protect her because that's how they do it. You know, to me, Bradley Manning is either innocent or he's a hero. And any one of these things that were leaked to me was worth you know, whatever security breach was had here. But the preponderance of them, you know, this is important stuff that people need to know. Kevin, if you could please hold through. We've got to talk about what's happened here, and I keep on talking about other things. Free Talk Live.
From the shattered Rust Belt come the Lost Vegas.
I brought no one with me. No woman here. I just came to watch my LED.
Life Before the Collapse, vinyl LP by the Lost Vegas. Life Before the Collapse by the Lost Vegas on 180 gram vinyl and mastered especially for vinyl by legendary audio engineer Steve Hall. Life Before the Collapse by the Lost Vegas.
The Lost Vegas.
Now available at Amazon.com.
Local Army Navy surplus stores are hard to find these days, but not military issue supplies. They're right here online at MaineMilitary.com. That's right, just like the state, M-A-I-N-E, military.com. We have everything for true, total preparedness. MaineMilitary.com is not a typical website. It has much more than your old surplus store. Quality military-issue survival gear like canteens, mess kits, utensils, gas masks, filters, and chemical suits. Magnesium fire-starting tools, strike anywhere, waterproof, and storm matches. First aid kits, splints, tourniquets, parachute 550 cord, military manuals, sandbags by the bale, and a huge Molly assortment of vests and pouches for every need. Call 207-989-6783, 207-989-6783, or visit MaineMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E, military.com. The Maine name in military supply.
Smokers, are you still smoking traditional cigarettes? Are you still smelling up your clothes and car interior, staining your teeth, and getting ashes everywhere? Why, when you could be smoking or vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replacement cartridges, you'll get all the satisfaction of smoking, but no smoking hazards. Choose from a wide variety of our new American-made Vapriate e-liquid flavors at LeSig.com, spelled L-E-C-I-G.com, or call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker. Warning: e-cigs may contain nicotine, an addictive substance known to the state of California to cause birth defects or cancer. Please be aware of the risks associated with e-cigs prior to use. You must be 18 years or older to purchase.
Introducing a diabetes breakthrough, an easy, natural, organic way to bring relief to diabetics. Introducing MDS Forte, a concentrated super strength extract formulated for those who are looking for quick action. Listen to what the revolutionary MDS Forte can do for you. MDS Forte reduces glucose levels safely and effectively, reduces cholesterol and triglyceride levels, increases HDL or good cholesterol while reducing LDL or bad cholesterol. MDS Forte reduces A1C, improves eyesight and circulation to the limbs, and helps weight loss. Is non-toxic, caffeine-free, 100% natural, 100% organic, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Waiting for the side effects disclaimers? With MDS Forte, there are none. Order a 25-day treatment of MDS Forte at BestBloodSupport.com or call 213-405-5355. Call 213-405-5355 or go to BestBloodSupport.com. That's BestBloodSupport.com for MDS Forte, a diabetes breakthrough.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
That's the SACL toll-free call-in line here on Free Talk Live. What is SACL CAI, you say? SACL CAI is the company that handles accounts receivable for your business. If you got into business to do whatever it is that you love doing and accounts receivable isn't it, SACL CAI can take that over for you. Go check out their banner at freetalklive.com. Big supporter of the show, big supporter of Liberty, big supporter of Bradley Manning. Let's go back to Kevin Zeiss from the Bradley Manning Support Network. Kevin?
How are you?
All's well. There's news about Bradley Manning. We've laid plenty of foundation here. And if you folks haven't heard the interview, you can go back and get it at archives.freetalklive.com at probably about midnight tonight, but Eastern time. But Amnesty International has supported Bradley Manning in the past on this. I guess they're looking into his incarceration or something. Is that right?
That's right.
So what is it that they're concerned with?
Well, you know, we're still not letting the government is still not allowing the UN special rapporteur on torture visit with Manning in an official visit. The UN official who investigates torture
has requested the opportunity to meet with Manning in a private conversation, which is how official visits are conducted, and the U.S. government has refused. They've offered to allow him to meet in a taped conversation, in a monitored conversation, but of course that would not be very effective for investigating torture. So,
sure.
You know, the UN, I think, has good grounds for meeting with Manning and trying to hear what happened to him at Quantico and how he's being treated now. And Amnesty International has also made that kind of request, as has Dennis Kucinich.
And also now the Council of Europe, is that right?
That's right. They came out also in support of Manning. I think more and more people, you know, we're currently overcoming, I think, the initial propaganda about this being someone who's a traitor. The truth is, if Manning is guilty of what he's accused of, he's not accused of selling secrets to the enemy. He's not accused of giving secrets to Iran or Russia or China. He's accused of leaking documents to the media, to WikiLeaks.
Yep.
That happens every day. You look at the New York Times, they're filled with leaked documents. Sometimes the government leaks the documents for their own purposes.
Mm-hmm.
But that's what he's accused of guilt doing. He's not someone who profited from this, got rich off this. If he's guilty of what he's accused of, he's guilty of sharing information that the American public needs to know. The American public needs to know when its government is committing crimes.
Yeah, there's a couple of things, parallels I'd like to draw here is the United States government loves to rattle its saber about Iran not letting the IAEA in to do whatever it is that they might want to do this way or that way. I mean, they've cooperated largely with the IAEA, but they've been, you know, a little reticent in, this way and that. And they're ready to drop frickin' bombs and kill millions of people about this. But when the United States government doesn't cooperate with the UN on or the Amnesty International or whatever on a torture investigation, it nary a headline anywhere. I mean, I frankly did not know that. And I keep abreast of the situation.
That surprises you?
We work hard at it, and there's news around the country about it more than there's in the United States. I think this is true with many issues in the United States. We don't hear a lot that goes on here. It's incredible how much happens that we're unaware of. Our corporate media is just not telling us the full truth. That's why independent media like yours are so important. In fact, I'm doing a project called October2011.org, which is organizing a Tar Heel Square in Washington, D.C. this October 6th. The website's October2011.org, and you'll see on the media page what we're doing is we are only inviting independent media to cover us.
Sweet.
And we're listing all the independent media that will be there because we don't trust the corporate media. We're not going to go to the corporate media until we have enough independent media that will help to keep them honest. So the corporate media knows if they don't report on us or if they lie about us, somebody else will be telling the truth. Mm-hmm. That's the only way to hold them in check because they're just basically dishonest.
Their days are numbered. A great deal of the stories that are put out there by the sort of cable news networks now are broke originally by bloggers. So, I mean,
right.
you have this cloud-sourced news situation existing now, and at some point the distribution will pass up the cable news networks. I mean, you know, it seems like that's going to happen.
And even when the corporate media reports a story, a lot of times it's slanted and twisted in the favor of the state, whereas the independent media tends to slant it more honestly in many cases, or in most cases, I would say.
In fact, the good news is the public is aware of that. There are polls now from multiple sources that all show the same thing. The corporate media is, or traditional media, as people call these polls, is less credible in people's mind than ever. Polls show between only 20% and 30% of the public believes what they hear in the media is the full story. So that's a great advantage for us. And as we see the independent media, whether it's blog radio or community radio or websites and blogs, et cetera, that are putting out stories, we're finally starting to see an alternative and a balancing of the corporate power in the media, which is so critical.
You know, isn't it funny how they refer to the corporate media as the traditional media when really they're not? What they are is the big corporations have taken over the mainstream media over the last 30 or 40 years, but the traditional media is the citizen media, which the Internet has become. It's a different way of expressing the news and the opinion, but really it is traditional media because it's decentralized and it's not beholden to anybody.
Yeah, it's very interesting. We have a very sophisticated propaganda network in this country, and some people just don't even want to believe that is true. But it's very sophisticated, and you know, you can see it really more and more in public radio, national public radio. You can see it on PBS. Even shows that used to be good ones like Frontline now, are, and they did a very slanted story on Bradley Manning, for example, are filled with a strange take, a strange corporate take on things. It's very distressing. But you know, even so, even with that, Americans are seeing through it, and they are seeing more and more of the truth. And I think that's why one of the articles I have on that October2011.org site, it talks about the time is now. What I do is I take a snapshot of protests in America. And what you find when you do that is there's protests going on all over the country that are not being reported in the media. If the media reported what was really going on, it would look like America was in revolt.
Yeah.
Because people all over the country are protesting about schools being closed, about tuition increases, about health care abuse, about banks not paying taxes, about foreclosure of houses, about Bradley Manning, about war, all over the country. And I don't think there's any activist in the United States who's aware, even those who are heavily involved, like I'm involved in anti-war stuff,
yeah,
Bradley Manning stuff,
think
economic justice stuff, and I wasn't even aware of it all.
You'd think that there was no anti-war movement in this country if you watch major media, but here in Keene, New Hampshire,
right,
every, and I can assume this happens all across America, but every single week there are the the tried and true, including myself, not every week, mind you, but I try to, out there holding signs against the war from, you know, whatever time to about an hour every single week, having our vigil. I'm sure this goes on across the nation, and it just, I mean, it gets no coverage, zero coverage.
And there are other towns here, too.
How about 132 vets being arrested in December at the White House protesting? How about 116 vets being arrested in March at the White House protesting? How about, you know, 30 people being arrested at Quantico over Bradley Manning?
I knew that one. That one I knew.
Because you covered it.
Yeah.
Because you're into it. But if you know, it's not on CNN.
I didn't know about those hundreds of vets getting arrested prior to that. I didn't know.
Exactly. And you know, we had 132 vets arrested on a snowy day in Washington D.C. in December 16th. And then in March on the anniversary of the Iraq War, 116 were arrested. I mean, that should be the news. And there was actually a article in a news media critique site, I wish I could remember the name, it's blanking on it right now, but that interviewed a Washington Post editor who says that that should have been covered and there was no good reason for it not to be. They don't cover that kind of stuff. And you know, we'll see the same thing probably in October 2011, when we'll be doing an occupation of a plaza in Washington, D.C., like you did in Tahrir Square, and that'll be very hard to get that covered.
Kevin, can you do one more segment?
I got to get going, unfortunately.
How can people get involved?
BradleyManning.org is for the Bradley Manning. October2011.org for the occupation of Freedom Plaza.
Hi, everybody. Jason Lewis here. Once again, for my friends at Midas Resources, these are hard times for investors. You don't know which way to go. Is the market going to recover? Is the Washington spending machine going to continue? And that means a lot of debt and maybe printing money to cover the debt. They call it monetizing the debt, but that's a fancy way of saying inflation. And a lot of people are worried about that. So you need the ultimate inflation hedge, and that's gold. Now, let me be clear about this. Commodities fluctuate in price. They can go up and down. Very volatile. There's no guarantee. But if you want the ultimate inflation hedge, you need to talk to my friends at Midas Resources. The number, 1-800-686-2237. If you're interested in converting your IRA to gold or would like to have it in your possession, call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237. It's Midas Resources, 1-800-686-2237 for gold, and tell them Jason sent you.
They're poisoning the water with fluoride. They're spraying the air with heavy metals. Why and what can you do to defend your family? This week at waterwebinar.com, in an all-new free live online webinar, Earth's most powerful cleansing secret is being revealed. A secret they don't want you to know about. Find out how to take fluoride and heavy metals out of your water and your body. Use it to neutralize deadly inorganic particles like lead, aluminum, even mercury, and remove these accumulated poisons from your body. Go to waterwebinar.com, a water secret secret so powerful some have called it the number one threat to the entire New World Order health agenda. It was even used during Chernobyl to clean up nuclear contamination. Go to waterwebinar.com now and sign up for free to find out how to turn the worst water on this planet into pristine, clear drinking water which heals your body. You can take your water freedom into your own hands and defend yourself and your family from the globalist health agenda. Don't get left behind. It's your life, your water, your freedom. Fight for it. Go to waterwebinar.com now.
Hello, friends. Alex Jones here. You all know I've worked for years with Steve Shank and eFoods Direct. I have eFoods for my own emergency food supply. You know, Steve, life is different now for all of us, isn't it?
Very different. People are using this great food to survive the present hurricane season, and we've already had $40 billion worth of damage from floods, storms, quakes, and droughts. And that's just the first 8 months of this year. Natural disasters are newsworthy, but only touch a few of us Americans. The huge issue of the Greatest Depression is on everyone's mind. The unemployment, the loss of homes, lost businesses, and skyrocketing food costs are hitting every American. So everyone needs food security.
Folks, this month you will get free shipping on every food order from eFoods Direct. That's right. Every order gets free shipping starting September 6th. Get stocked up with the best storable foods out there with eFoods Direct and be prepared for any emergency before it happens. To take advantage of this special, call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
I have bought a few bottles of Heart and Body Extract and have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body Extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter. I was also having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time while I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation.
After my second bottle of Heart and Body Extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
I ordered a third bottle of Heart and Body Extract for maintenance as I want to keep everything working.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL toll-free call-in line here on Free Talk Live. Go check out news.freetalklive.com. There you can find out, you know, get involved with Free Talk Live. Find out how to be involved with our email updates, Twitter account, Facebook, that kind of thing. Find out all the news that is happening here into the future at Free Talk Live. Uncovering the secrets and exposing the lies, that's what the readers of freedomsphoenix.com get every day. Readers of freedomsphoenix.com are constantly provided the detailed real news that lies between the lines of propaganda and the relationship that we have with coercive governments. freedomsphoenix.com offers up-to-the-minute updates on the economy, technology, communications, and the rise of the police state. Go now to freedomsphoenix.com and sign up for their free daily dispatch. I get their free daily dispatch and really enjoy it. I do a lot of show prep off of it. I'm sure you'll enjoy it too. There's an interesting article today, as a matter of fact, Wayne, on Freedom's Phoenix. They do all kinds of things. This one was apparently in the Vancouver Bay, orcas eat sharks.
Wow.
Yeah, who knew that crap? I mean, this is apparently groundbreaking stuff. So go search orcas eat sharks or something like that, and you'll probably find the news. But I just thought it was, wow, who knew that? You knew that orcas were really the cane of the WWE, comparative to the ocean out there. They're the big, strong one in the ocean. But I didn't know that they were eating sharks, apparently quite large sharks.
Well, porpoises also, they don't eat them, but they kill them.
Yeah, I've seen that. I haven't done a lot of research on it, but this is something I read fresh today. And porpoises and whales are all... Or porpoises and killer whales are all whales anyway, right?
Yeah. Well, no, porpoises are in the dolphin family.
I think that's a type of whale.
Well, they're mammals.
Okay.
I don't know. I don't think they're in the same family per se.
We should
but
not talk
mammals.
About science.
not unless we know a little more about that aspect of science. Yeah. But you know what? I did have a couple of dolphins one time prevent me from swimming right into a school of hammerhead sharks when I lived in Hawaii.
Really? Bizarre.
I was training for a rough water swim out of Waikiki, and I was kind of swimming out into the channel where the race was going to be. It was like a semicircle, about two and a half miles, and all of a sudden I see these fins, and I had goggles on. And I was swimming pretty hard doing the crawl, and so I thought there were sharks at first. So I got vertical in the water to get ready to kick them or something or fight them or whatever
right?
I had to do. And my heart started racing.
What's the last thing I'm going to do? I guess I'm going to kick at the shark.
Yeah, whatever it may
whatever
be.
You're going to do.
Yeah,
I mean, what else?
Yeah,
you go.
Holy crap! I see fins. So,
you're not going to outswim them. I can tell you that.
No, not at all. So I get up in the water and I realize they're dolphins. They're kind of playful and they're kind of getting close to me, and I was petting them and everything, and so they kind of, I didn't realize at the time, but they kind of turned me around, and I started swimming back into the shore after they went away, and I got in my car about an hour later after I was on the beach a little while, and I hear on the radio that there was a school of hammerhead sharks spotted right where I was headed.
Oh my.
And I was just completely flabbergasted.
Is it Providence? Is it little guardian angel dolphins? I mean, who knows? They, when things like this happen to your life, you tend to want to ascribe some kind of meaning to it. Were they dolphins just playing with you, and it was completely coincidental? Who knows? It's crazy stuff.
I wouldn't be here right now, Mark.
So I've got a story real quick here that apparently. It's not just here in the United States where judges are insane about recording in courtrooms. British prisons are full to the bursting. This is from BreakTheMatrix.com. British prisons are full to the bursting. Courts are working overtime, sending young people to jail for their role in the recent riots in England. And if you're sent to Leeds prison, they will be languishing alongside an 85-year-old Norman Scarth. The senior citizen plied the Arctic Sea during the Second World War, risking his life and taking essential supplies to the Soviet Union in the most dangerous journey in the world. Now he's serving 6 months in prison on the whim of a British judge. His crime? Recording a court hearing. He said he did it because he was hard of hearing, but the judge didn't accept it. It was a very harsh sentence, and I believe it was because he's uncovering corruption, and the judiciary see that and frown upon it, says Chris Jarvis, a legal expert. I agree with Chris. Anytime you're uncovering some kind of a corruption inside the judicial system, they really hate that.
Mm-hmm. They come at you hard.
Scarth is no stranger to the legal system. He won a case in the European Court of Human Rights banning secret hearings. Yet some cases in England are still heard behind closed doors. And unlike other EU countries, recording and taking photographs is forbidden. Are you kidding me? And the other European countries, you can take pictures and record. And the United States and Great Britain, you can't?
Well, when they say the other EU countries, Great Britain has not joined the EU, so...
To some extent it is.
Well, they still use their own currency.
Yeah, that much is true.
I know that there's some rulemaking that the EU body has made that they're trying to impose on Britain, and most of the laws in the EU zone now are actually just rules made up by unelected bureaucrats.
That is the pattern of lawmaking in all over the world. Sadly, Scarth attends demonstrations where he shouts about corruption in the police and judiciary, saying lawyers, police, and the courts are in cahoots.
Oh, really?
He's going out of the limb. That's a thin limb. And yeah. Regularly persecute and gag those that disagree with him. This man is he's a dissident. That's why MP John Hemming suspects the judge was trying to silence him. We have, in theory, in this country, freedom of expression. That is, people's right to speak about what they see as wrong as long as they're telling the truth, he told RT. And I'm worried about this as an attempt to gag an elderly gentleman who may or may not always be right. But he has to. He has the right to speak out. Luckily for Scarth, he has friends with knowledge of the law, and they're acting for him. Norman Scarth's supporters have brought his case to the Royal Courts of Justice. However, they do not feel justice is being served to him. Meanwhile, Scarth claims he is being denied essential medication in prison. His case was adjourned for another week, and for an 85-year-old war veteran, every week is precious.
Mm-hmm.
I gotta say, it's the first time I've heard about this going on in Great Britain, but I'm unsurprised. These people in the judicial system, they've got monopolies, and they have nearly no oversight. The cops, the prosecutors, and the judges. They all get paid by the same organization. And that organization is incentivized to keep their doings secret. They don't want people to see what's going on. They don't want to have public courts. I mean, they do everything here in Keene, New Hampshire to keep people from attending these things. I've watched it happen. I've seen them reschedule court dates, move courtrooms, whatever they can do to just screw with people in order to get it so that they're demoralized and don't want to come to court cases. They want to do what they do without people watching them. And it's disgusting. It takes some time where you've got to see these things happen over and over again before you come to the conclusion that these criminals are the ones that are claiming to protect us from criminals. I don't trust criminals to protect me from criminals. How do you make it better? I think we're a long way from seeing competition in this area, but I think the competition really is the only thing that's truly going to provide better service. Competition provides better service in a myriad of different ways in the marketplace, and it seems to me that competition in the courts would provide better service.
Well, like the people in that realm always say, if you're not doing anything wrong, what are you afraid of? You have nothing to hide.
that's what they'll say. That's really what government advocates that are speaking in the news will say. They don't want judges intimidated by cameras. They don't want jurors intimidated and things like that. You know, jurors aren't getting intimidated. They're getting handed information. I think that the only solution here is, trying to get some kind of competition. How that competition will look in the future, I don't know. I mean, people can try to put oversight committees and stuff like that in place. Could they do some good? I suppose, but I don't think that in the long run, the system learns how to work around itself. It figures out how to serve itself. That's what politics is. That's what government is. It's an organization that is funded through coercion and rewards its friends and punishes its enemies. Mm-hmm. I was just talking to a friend today about somebody trying to be a lawyer fighting against injustice. Can you imagine how difficult that is? You imagine how hard it is to get things done? Once the judicial system discovers you're a lawyer that's not going to play along with how they do things, do backroom deals and, I'm not going to say there's payoffs. I'm just going to say that there's back scratching and all this other stuff that goes on, all the plea bargains and that kind of thing. Once they figure out you're not going to play ball with them, then I wonder how many cases can you win once everybody's against you, once the judge is denying everything he can possibly deny, once he no longer uses discretion, once he just denies everything that you put forth. It's scary to me.
Well, the lawyers are supposed to be officers of the court, which means they're biased as well.
To some extent, many of them are, that's for sure. I think that there are ones that are trying to use the system for good. 855-450-FREE. Free Talk Live. 855-450-3733.
You know the U.S. dollar is devaluing. You can see it happening every day. You know a new currency will take over at some point. Wouldn't you like to be in on the ground floor? Bitcoins. They're a decentralized, anonymous internet currency. They're free to use, free to accept, and free from inflation forever. You can use them anywhere in the world, and their value seems only to be increasing. Find out more at weusecoins.org. Don't be kicking yourself in the pants in a month. Your dollars are going down. Bitcoins are going up. Weusecoins.org.
Are you a cigarette smoker? I was too for many years. You know that crap's gonna kill you, right? There's a healthier option. 22,000 times healthier. Vaporsmiths.com. A pack-a-day smoker will save $120 a month, and it tastes better. No more ashtray mouth. No smell. No secondhand smoke. You can use it just about anywhere. Free shipping on orders over $60, and a free starter kit with the purchase of 40 cartomizers with coupon code FTL. Call 855 to get vapor, or go to Vaporsmiths.com.